have thought of you and realized you are both before me and behind me. As I write, I try to travel through time to reach you, and it's your spirit that I find every time. I wonder what you would think of us now. I wonder if there is some way we can cross paths, exchange secrets, travel passageways together silently in the confusing space between then and now. I cannot imagine the strength it took. I know you were thinking of the future, thinking of those whom you would never have the chance to meet. Your concern was for the world. With each risk you took, each trip into the darkness, despite the torture, you were silent. They knew your power, and they could not stand your refusal. You paid the price, and the children were saved. I wonder if they knew your name. Wonder if they remembered you years later. Now, there are schools that bear your name, but I'm not sure this is enough. I don't know what would be enough. Your story has traveled across the ocean and back again, has been whispered on the wind and shouted, echoing through the valleys, and there are some that are still deaf to its truth. But some of us have heard you. Over the sound of semi-trucks barreling down the freeway, we hear you. Over the sound of oil rigs drilling and the thunder of bombs exploding, we hear you. And you are reminding us to never stop fighting.